Violent attacks on health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo are seriously hindering efforts to contain an Ebola outbreak there. That's according to the World Health Organization this week. And that violence is being fueled by rumors and conspiracy theories about the disease. Nicole Fassina knows about this firsthand. She's with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, coordinating the Ebola response in Goma in eastern DRC. I asked Fassina why she thinks there's so much mistrust among local residents.
I think, first of all, we have to see it from their perspective, from the community. We have an active Ebola outbreak where we also see an outbreak of measles, we see an outbreak of cholera, population movement, ongoing conflict, and we can understand that there's a level of mistrust in the community, especially when they see something like Ebola as being from outside their community and question whether it is real.
What kind of stories are you encountering that are causing confusion and mistrust?
So we hear a few different stories. The first is, as we mentioned already, that Ebola is not a real disease. And of course, then what we're doing to try to shift this paradigm is use Ebola survivors to go back into their communities, into their schools, discuss with their family and friends and their loved ones that it is a real disease and they did survive it because they sought treatment in a timely manner and they went to the Ebola treatment center. Another example that we hear is through a process we call safe and dignified burials.
Yeah, I'm curious, what rumors around burial practices did you have to deal with?
One of the ones we heard, this is around the use of body bags. So, of course, to bury the dead, we require body bags. And we were using black, non-transparent body bags. And this was seen as something, you know, the community weren't able to see their loved ones as they were being buried. And so then we've adapted our response to use white and or clear body bags where possible.
And using white or clear body bags allows the community to see precisely who's in the bag. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's correct. So it brings a bit more of a human approach to a medical, safe and dignified burial practice.
It seems, Nicole, that a lot of these issues seem to be about there being an other, the presence of an outsider coming into this community, in this case a foreign entity, explaining a new emergence of a deadly virus. Am I correct about that? And ultimately, how do you deal with that outsider dynamic? Because that doesn't go away, does it?
You're very correct. And let's take it for a minute from our own perspective. If we had someone who came to our house to take away our loved ones in a way that we weren't used to, and further, that was a professional who is covered in a full protective equipment, so this is a white suit that covers the full body and you're wearing a mask, we would also be concerned and we would be scared and we may have some resistance. And so we can understand that there is this level, you know, of needing to involve the community and to explain to them these processes.
I'm just curious, how optimistic are you right now? I mean, the headlines are varied, to say the least.
It is a very concerning situation that we're in, and there are many operational challenges. So while there have been some really good and positive success stories on Ebola survivors, we're really urging the donor community and the humanitarian and the frontline workers to keep up their strong work because the outbreak is not yet over.
Nicole Fassina, the Regional Ebola Operations Coordinator in Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the International Federation of the Red Cross. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.